A proposed 400-acre timber sale on the Chilkat Peninsula raises concerns and questions for the Haines Assembly. And Alaskans have until December 15th to buy health insurance on the federal marketplace, getting to the root of good coverage. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. In September, the University of Alaska began advertising a 400-acre timber sale near Haines. The location of the proposed sale has drawn concerns from the community. This week, the university and the Haines Assembly met to address the sale.
You know, I can't make you all believers, but I'm here to make you all believers.
That's UA Regional Resource Manager Patrick Kelly. He and representatives from the Alaska Mental Health Trust came to Haines in response to feedback from the borough. The Mental Health Trust also owns land in the area. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt brought up some of the concerns about a timber sale on the Chilkat Peninsula. The area is home to many residential properties.
Your proposed action could put a potential clear cut smack in the middle of a residential zone where residents have been buying and developed properties for the past 30 years on the understanding that such activities such as commercial logging on that scale was not allowed in the area.
The university proposed the sale after the Haines Planning Commission started discussing whether to restrict resource extraction in Mud Bay. The university owns land there, and the activity is not addressed in borough code. Here's Morfitt questioning UA's Kelly.
Were it not for the borough pursuing, or the planning commission pursuing this resource extraction ordinance, would you have brought this sale forward at this time?
Probably not.
Assemblymember Heather Lendy questioned whether the timber sale could even happen, based on borough zoning.
The proposed timber sale is in an area that is a rural residential zone with 3-acre minimum lot size and no industry.
Members of the assembly asked whether the university has considered the land for a residential subdivision. They pointed to the Letnikoff Estates subdivision established in the 1990s. Kelly said the state was in a different situation then.
It was a way different time. 1997, we were flush. Okay. We had tons of money. Juno was giving it out in bushel baskets. There was no want in this state whatsoever. This is different.
But Kelly didn't rule a subdivision out. He said the university is considering all its options, from do nothing to do everything.
The market may not support this timber sale. It seems to me, it's very apparent to me as an individual, that all I've heard since I've been involved in this is clear cut, period. Nothing else has been addressed. But there's endless opportunities of other ways of doing timber harvest here, or not.
And Kelly said there could be ways to reach a solution that is a win-win for both the university and the Haines Borough. For instance, if the borough really wants a residential subdivision to be considered, Kelly said it could build the roads to get there.
If there's a concern with the timber, what would really facilitate this? Build the roads. That's how the university gets access to its property. That's prudent land management, utilizing our resources to get to the win-win.
Right now, residents who live on the peninsula walk or boat across the bay, depending on the tides. Many residents have spoken out against the proposed sale. But Assemblymember Brenda Josephson said she's heard from many people in favor of it and the possible economic opportunity. Josephson turned to her fellow assembly members.
Just as University and Mental Health Trust has to act in the best interest of their beneficiaries, we, the assembly, have to act in the best interest of the borough as a whole.
Kelly from the university said he's also gotten a lot of positive feedback on the timber sale. But those comments won't be public until the end of the month. The bid and comment deadline for the sale is November 22nd. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Loaded firearms and a significant amount of drugs were allegedly recovered from a vehicle in Haines on Halloween. According to a press release from Haines Police, the department found 3 firearms and 19 grams of methamphetamines. Police Chief Heath Scott says the amount of drugs recovered is distributable. According to court documents, all 3 firearms, 2 handguns, and an AR-15 assault rifle were loaded. Police say they obtained a warrant to search the car after its owner, Greg Christensen, was charged with alleged assault a few days earlier in the vehicle's immediate vicinity. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel pointed out the incident in a routine report to the Assembly this week. Schnabel writes that 72 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms were also found in the vehicle. Police cautioned while they could verify the methamphetamines with local field testing, they can't be sure about the legality of the mushrooms until out-of-town lab testing is complete. According to police, further charges are pending against Christensen based on evidence recovered in the search. Health insurance can be expensive, boring, and frustrating. But for the next 5 weeks, people can buy insurance from the federal marketplace. And one Alaskan is on a mission to make sure those bad feelings can't stop good coverage. KHNS's Barrett Wilbur reports.
Most people's eyes don't light up at the prospect of buying health insurance. Susan Bryles is the exception.
I mean, we're out there making sure that as many people have coverage as and get it.
As an outreach and enrollment specialist for Search, she's holed up this week downstairs at the Haines Clinic, explaining deductibles, premiums, and copays like it's her job, which it is. Bryles is here because the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act just opened. Alaskans have until December 15th to buy health insurance. Her job's gotten a little harder this year.
There's a lot of people who actually think we no longer have the Affordable Care Act, which we in fact do, and it's still exactly the same as it was for the prior years, but there's a lot more misinformation out there than there used to be.
Given the polka dot geography of Southeast, it's a logistical challenge to inform people about enrollment. On top of that, Bryles says the federal government cut her advertising budget 90% this year. And the sign-up window was halved.
When the Affordable Care Act first came into being, we used to have 3 months to get people enrolled. Now we have 6 weeks.
So Bryles is on a whirlwind tour of Southeast to get people covered and clarify misconceptions.
With the framework that the Affordable Care gives us, insurance companies have to operate by a much stricter set of rules.
For instance, insurers have to cover pre-existing conditions. In Southeast, that often means diabetes or cancer, she says, as well as things like asthma or high blood pressure. And insurers can't limit the costs they'll cover. Despite those benefits, Alaskans are used to getting bad news about healthcare. The small, dispersed population, high cost of business, and limited competition help make Alaskans' care some of the most expensive in the nation. After the ACA passed, Alaska's premium rates have climbed by nearly a third each year since 2014, until this year.
I've done the marketplace insurance ever since it was started. My rates probably dropped 25% from last year.
Beth Fenhouse makes beer at the Haines Brewing Company. She's not a high-cost patient. She's young, healthy, and has barely used her insurance since signing up 4 years ago. She's saving money this year because Alaska got permission to keep running its reinsurance program. Alaska sets aside a pot of money to pay for its most expensive patients. Premiums are lower for healthy people, so the federal government doesn't have to pay as much in tax subsidies. Then the feds can use the savings to reimburse Alaska some of the money it set aside in the first place. Though Funhouse hasn't needed her insurance, she doesn't regret signing up. She works an active job and skis all winter in Haines, far from any hospitals. Insurance gives her the power to stop worrying.
I think it's kind of just that realization that you have at this time of your life. You know, you're trying to concentrate on building a savings and building a home. And
Susan Bryles would agree. It's exactly those kinds of worries she wants people to focus on instead of healthcare. Bryles will be in Haines through Thursday and can be reached at 766-6300. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. www.affordablecareact.org.